This is the Friends of History Debating Society, Gaius and Germanicus, two equus-class Roman citizens living at the edge of the Roman Empire, an empire that is very secure, organized around institutions that will remain 2,000 years, which is why we can see the 21st century. Our institutions are in play. The gathering of war fighters, all those institutions centered on a legislature or a parliament or a congress, arguing just as we argued here in Rome once upon a time. Now, we're in Londinium. We're very far from the argument. We're comfortable and secure. It is a puzzle to us, however, why the NATO empire, which is a construction by the United States, it's an American empire, why it is not secure or comfortable, given that it has all the weapons, all the money, all the power, all the communication, and its agitprop, its propaganda is superb. So, Gaius and Germanicus are puzzled. Germanicus, I turn to you. Every day we read how NATO is rearming itself and there are debates about what weapons systems are going to be shipped and what needs to be done to bolster the frontier, and the Baltic is now militarized. Why is NATO, after all these decades, insecure? What feeds it, Germanicus?
NATO was founded on insecurity because insecurity fed the codependent relationship between the all-knowing, all-seeing, omnipotent United States and all of the children that were being protected in the NATO alliance. And as a result, the entire NATO subculture is based on this codependency and this father-child relationship. Now, that's true of many empires. And in fact, that was true of the Roman Empire. And I think what we tend to forget is that the Roman Empire, at its height, was not the unitary, bureaucratically centralized state that we all might imagine. In fact, there were very few bureaucrats in the Roman imperial administrative system. And in fact, if you look at the richest and most productive part of the Roman Empire, which was the Greek Eastern Mediterranean, you know, encompassing Egypt, Syria, Anatolia, the Balkans. I mean, this was all a place of powerful cities. The cities were run by Greek archontes. And what they did is rule themselves, and then they gave their tax money, some of it, to Rome. And it was a system that doesn't look all that different from the kind of security codependency that you have today in NATO. NATO is absolutely incapable of fighting a war and of defending itself. So the U.S., therefore, as the pater familias, is the fatherly protector of all of European states.
I think you're describing the fact that America and its NATO allies could present themselves as a secure Roman Empire, but they do not. There's the mystery.
They do not. They cannot. They cannot see it because that would contravene sacred notions of identity of the U.S., which is supposed to be a constitutional republic, and of all the European states, which are supposed to be independent countries. And the truth is that it's a highly codependent system. And in fact, the threat that Mr. Trump posed was to break that up. And that was an existential threat to the establishments of the European Union, of course, NATO, and also the United States, that's been turned around. And so you can, if you wish to, and I think it would be absolutely appropriate, see this war in Ukraine as a vehicle, an instrumentality to create and re-enliven the American Roman Empire. in Europe. And think also that the U.S., excuse me, influence in the world is declining. And therefore, the U.S. is placing increasing emphasis on its imperial relationships with the places that are still dependent upon it, which, of course, are Europe, to some extent Australia. That was renewed recently with the AUKUS agreement. Also, South Korea and Japan.
Yeah, we're picking up pieces of the British Empire. We have India, Australia, New Zealand. And it doesn't make anybody happy. That's what's odd, Germanicus.
No, it doesn't.
Here at 90 AD, we're happy. All the retired centurions in town are happy. There's no question that we're going to be challenged by any enterprise. That's why we poke across the Danube. It entertains the army to go up against savages. But savages are not coming to Londinium. I understand Boudicca. I understand that. You know, there are moments. The Americans had their Pearl Harbor. They recovered. However, the Americans feel or demonstrate a kind of fragility that is, well, to my mind, enjoying Roman comedy, it's laughable.
America is readjusting in the most awkward way to the fact that it's potentially world empire. A world empire that was regnant with the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991, the United States and its establishment, its elites especially, are adjusting to the fact that we are a somewhat shrunken empire and that the compass of our empire is maybe 25% of the world. And you see this in the fact that 75% plus of the world is trading with Russia.
Right.
As not sanctioned Russia. And this is going to be a gathering shock. The U.S. will become something like the old Byzantine Empire. In other words, it will not be any longer the universalist realm that had once seemed to be within its grasp. But unlike Rome, as in our time, it failed to become a universal empire and is now in the process of accommodating and readjusting to the fact that it is a somewhat shrunken, still majestic. I mean, place the U.S., North America, Australia. There's a lot of territory there, a lot of people, but it's not the world.
It's anxious. I read that the Russians have migrated to South America where they're welcome. Argentina, Buenos Aires, Rio.
Yes.
Because those countries did not condemn Russia. Also, of the 55 members of the African Union, only 4 showed up to condemn Russia. We know India didn't. The Middle East doesn't. Michael, Germanicus, what we're seeing is, as a Roman Empire, the Americans are tattered. So they're selling something that everybody goes, yes, but what else? And what else is energy? India is buying Russian energy and reselling it to Europe.
Yes.
Good for them. I mean, that's capitalism. So what we have now is a fragile American empire, a confident Russia reawakening its empire with brutality and violence and extreme cruelty, but that's Russia. Is the right way, the wrong way, and the Russian way. That's a proverb. So we'll end this because we have to get to the theater. We're going to have farce tonight, and I so much enjoy that. Are the Americans aware of their fragility, Germanicus? Just 30 seconds for that.
Americans are in a state of, I would not say active, but rather hyperactive denial. And the entire American media and social media are doing everything to hold back the awareness of the American people that something very big is happening and something very big has changed.
Germanicus, Michael Vlahos. Gaius, John Batchelor. The might of Rome is what surrounds us here in Londinium. were off to sacrifice to the god Augustus, of course, and a little bit to Domitian, because he's our semi-divine emperor, who is troubled by the Senate. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. Thank you.